Lively Stones Meditations for Friday, 3rd of September 2021. A Call to Arms from the meeting on Monday, 23rd August 2021. We heard the call to arms, the call to gather again, and we did so last week after many pandemic months and enforced self-isolation. So having heard, we obeyed. And a beautiful regathering it was too, much sharing of experiences, prayers, and songs of worship. Even if some of our voices were a little rusty or prone to croak. Well, mine anyway. Jill was given a strong leading that he was giving us a call to arms. All who were able to bear arms and older were gathered, and they stood at the border. 2 Kings chapter 3, 21b, New King James Version. We talked of many things. No shoes, chips or sealing wax, no cabbages, but maybe a few kings. We flew from Isaiah 40 to Hebrews 4, from John 4 to Genesis 15, visiting fields already white for harvest. The ark, 3 months in the house of Obed-Edom, and the nature of his grace. But underpinning was our Lord saying that we were standing on holy ground. Jill's vision of a clear, glistening, sparkling pool with a cascading fountain seemed to speak of the clarity of the word and an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. Revelation 22, verse 7, New King James Version. Songs, we bow down, he is high and lifted up, and holy ground. A Holy Walk, Oswald Chambers on Faith. The greatest demand God makes of us is to believe that he is righteous when everything that happens goes against that faith. From God's Workmanship.